Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1616. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas, Blima Basra Moshe and Rufua Shalema Malka Yuta Bas Shendel. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we are, of course, in the middle of the Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kitz. We're working a little bit out from the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos on page Kuf Pei Vav. So he says in ice number Yud Dali, he talks about an envelope. We spoke about an envelope a little bit in the past. He says that there's a distinction of an envelope, let's say a regular envelope. We're not getting into the fancy envelopes, possibly the yellow envelopes, you know, or the UPS envelopes. That might be a little bit different, but let's say a regular white envelope, the regular standard white envelope. So sometimes he says you could have with a stamp or without a stamp. Sometimes a person had a stamp on the envelope. Sometimes, you know, they have it ready. Sometimes a person has a envelope that's written out with an address. They're going to send it out after Shabbos. So he says there's two ways of looking at it. To say that an envelope is totally mutter, that we don't say. But the question is the envelope klishe malachta le'iser, which would be easier to move if it's in the place or whatever the case might be, or do we say it's muksa machmas chasaron kiss, because they don't want anybody messing around with it, like in our case, in which case it would be harder to move and so on. So he says the chasaron kiss part would apply if there's a stamp on it. And we could even add if somebody wrote out an address and they're ready to send it out and everything is prepared. So the person does not want anybody to, you know, they don't want little kids playing around with it. They don't want anything happening to this envelope. I mean, even though you'll say, well, a stamp, how much is a stamp cost? But still, why should it go in the garbage? You know, why should it get messed up? The person is going to be using this envelope with this stamp. And especially, like we said, if they already wrote an address on it and so on, it's ready to go. So he says such an envelope like that, that has a stamp on it, would taka fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chasaron kiss, because of the fact that a person is makbid that nobody should use it, right? So that even during the week, it shouldn't be used for something else. So therefore, he says that would taka fall under the guidelines of chasaron kiss. Okay, so he just says, he adds on the bottom, interesting, something which we spoke about a couple of times already. He says, even though it's not so expensive, you know, it's not such an expensive thing, like we keep on going back to the pen, a person has that special pen, and not expensive. This envelope's not so a stamp, not so expensive, whatever. It's not, even though we don't always look at how expensive the item is. But Mikomaka, Muksa Machmas Chasaron Kiss, we don't look at how much it's worth. We look at the hakpada. In other words, el hakpada sabaylam is the owner of this item, particular, that it shouldn't be used for anything else. And in this case, it is. The person has a stamp on it. Why should he waste the envelope? And especially if it's written out, he says, well, he doesn't say that. I'm just adding, you know, written with an address. They're going to send it out. So you don't want anybody using it for something else. Why should you lose the stamp? Why should the person put not a major amount of work, but writing out a whole thing? Waste of time. You know, if they have to redo it again, whatever. So that would taka be muksa machmas chasaron kiss. Okay, then he talks about, actually before that, he talks about a empty envelope, like a regular plain old envelope, right, that's without a stamp. So he said that would not be, it's hard to say that that's muksa machmas chasaron kiss. He said, klisha malachta le'iser. That will fall under the guidelines of klisha malachta le'iser. Even though it's the tashmish of the usage of this thing, not even though, but he says that the fact, because of this envelope, that the person in general uses this envelope for things that are also to do on Shabbos, right? Sending out mail, whatever, sending out items, which of course we can't do on Shabbos, so it becomes a kli shemalachta le'iser. But he says it would not be ach eini muksa machmas chasaron kiss hayes v'loy makpim l'shtamish ba devrei het. In other words, the person is not so makbid on it, whereby we're going to say it's muksa machmas chasaron kiss. Again, we're talking about an envelope, no stamp, just a plain old envelope, right? So that's an interesting thing. So, but lamaisa, regular envelope, again, we want to, it's person be careful, it should be careful not to move it, but it would fall under the guidelines, lafi, how he's saying, klisha malachta le'iser. So again, if it's in a person's place, they have to move it, that would be fine, right? To move it over to the side, but not just to go ahead using envelopes on Shabbos, because that's what we don't do. Another thing I just want to mention, one has to be careful with the sticky part, right? Of course, besides the act of klisha malachta le'iser, That it's muksa, but the sticky part of the envelope. Sometimes if a person, let's say, wets it, then they'll close it or whatever. That you can't do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to stick two things together that will be there more than 24 hours. But in general, we try not to stick it. And this is something that's going to stay. Usually it stays more than 24 hours. One has to be careful with the flap of the envelope as far as the halacha of the halachas of Teufer. Whereby anything stuck together, two pieces of paper stuck together more than 24 hours is also to do on Shabbos. You have to be careful with that instance. And it's made. It's a very strong glue. Usually it's made to stay like that. So that's one thing, just throwing it out there as we're already talking about envelopes. So besides the muksa part, but the closing of an envelope in general is not allowed to be done if, for whatever reason, one would have to want to do that on Shabbos. That's the halacha, the malacha of Teufer. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.